All right, so calling to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting on Friday, March 8th, 2024 at 8 a.m. So I don't think we have anyone speaking here today in any public comments. So we'll start with the consent items. This portion of the agenda consists of non-controversial or housekeeping items required by law. Items may be considered individually by the board or commission member making such requests prior to a motion and vote on the consent items. So item 24-1306, meeting of the minutes of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation meeting of October 13th, 2023. So the minutes are attached. Take a quick look. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
I second.
Can I get another second since we have a quorum now?
Mohammed, you want to
step back? No, you can still sit there, just no voting.
No problem.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Carries. All right. Next section is reports. Item 24-1307, project updates. Crystal, if you want to give an update on what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to add this to the agenda today because the next item relates to one of our current projects, and just kind of wanted to update everybody of what that project is since we have some new people on the boards. The remnant at Greenwood is on here, and that is a project that we are issuing the bonds for. That is, there's two different developments that they're doing on that. There's a 24 units at one location where they're going to have one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms in another location. They're going to do one, twos, and threes. So they're going to do them a little bit differently. They haven't finalized all the plans on this yet, so that's why we don't have anything for you to see. But as soon as we have that, we have a scheduled close date for this development on April 11th. So this is the Housing Authority knocking down their remaining units that have been up
since
the
60s. This is the last public housing in McKinney.
It is the last public housing.
This is what they're trying to do last year. Is it major? Yes. Is it any different than what they were planning last year? Or?
No.
Okay.
Some of the funding sources are different, okay, but the project itself is still the same. Yes.
Are they confident about closing on the 13th?
Yes.
Where's it located?
It has two different locations. One of the locations is on Murray. They're both east of Highway 5.
Okay.
But one is on Murray and one is on Throckmorton. And it's going to be a total of like 96 units. And then the other location that we kind of mentioned on here again, and this is the Palladium. This is the one that's under construction. When you guys pass by on Virginia, it's just west of 75. It's what they're building right there. And it's moving along. It's finally gone vertical. And so it's always exciting when you get to pass by there now at this point and see what's going on. And that is scheduled to be completed June of 2025. So these do take a little while to complete, but that one's absolutely moving forward.
If everything goes to plan, when would the remnant complete?
Well, I mean, another 2 years from now, okay. So I haven't seen they haven't printed their construction schedule. They're still working on all that information for us right now.
Can you update on Mill Stream? Isn't that one of us? The Mill Stream right there across the north?
These are our only two. We did issue bonds for that.
It's an older project.
Yeah, it's an older project. That one's up and running.
Well, no, the one that they're still building right now.
Right, that's probably north.
The Palladium one?
No, across from north.
Oh, yeah, that one's still under construction, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I need to add that one to our list to see where we're at on that, because I don't know where their completion date is. That one kind of went, whew.
You've got pipes. That's about it.
So they still, all seem to be moving
still
slowly.
Prepping the ground. Yeah.
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 Hasn't moved as fast as I thought it was. Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
Now, the people that are at the remnant right now, are we going to be paying for their relocation? And
we will
back?
Not be. That is part of the project cost that they will be covering.
Okay. It's like they're basically
actually,
like a voucher, don't they?
They are going to be used project-based vouchers. It's no longer a RAD deal.
Okay.
But they will still have project-based vouchers in the units.
Awesome. All right. So then regular agenda, unless there's any other questions about our project. Regular agenda items. Item 24-1308. Consider, discuss, act on a resolution of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation authorizing the issuance of McKinney Housing Finance Corporation multifamily housing revenue notes, the remnant at Greenwood, series 2024A-1 and series 2024A-2, a funding loan agreement, a borrower loan agreement, and two regulatory agreements authorizing the execution of documents and instruments necessary or convenient to carry out the issuance of the notes and other provisions in connection therewith.
So attached is the resolution. And this is authorizing the stuff for the bonds for the remnant deal.
Yes, Mr. President, this resolution you had to consider, for those of you that haven't met me, I'm Bob Grant, here with Norton Rose Fulbright. We're the bond lawyers for the corporation. And this is a project that you all looked at last year, and the project is really the same. Just they weren't able to get it done in time for the closing mandatory time frame they have. When you get these projects, they have a, they go through the Texas Bond Review Board, they have a time frame, it's 180 days from the date they get kind of the start, and they couldn't get it done in 180 days, so they withdrew that application, reapplied. That 180 days is running, and as Crystal says, the anticipated closing is now April the 11th. The 180-day expiration is April the 15th, so there's not a whole lot of wiggle room in that process. But they've got the two projects, and that's why you'll see two regulatory agreements referenced here, because they're separate and distinct from a bond review board perspective, but they're being viewed as one project from a financing point of view. So it's the same project. Each one of those has a maximum of $15 million. I don't think that they're going to both be at $15 million, but they'll end up no more than that. And those projects that are there in the borrower, you know, they'll sign a loan agreement, and that's what they repay the bonds back and so on and so forth. So you'll issue the bonds, take the money, loan the proceeds out. The proceeds get paid back, or the loan gets paid back, and that loan gets paid back, then that passes through to pay the bonds back. Straightforward process. We'll do the same thing as we were planning to do the last time, which is to go through and take this action from today, submit the transaction to the to the Attorney General's office, assuming they approve that, which I have no reason to think that they won't, then we'll be in a position to go forward and effect the closing on April the 11th. Straightforward process. I mean, happy to answer any questions you have, but it's, again, it's the same project that you looked at before and approved before. It just now got a little time frame difference.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
So since the expiration is 180 days on April 15th and the closing on the 11th, what happened if nothing happened on April 15th? In April 11th, what would be the scenario plan B?
They can't use the volume allocation they have, so the project for this process stops. Mm-hmm. And if they were interested in trying to continue, they would reapply to the Bond Review Board and see if they can get another volume allocation. That's a pretty competitive process for that volume allocation. You're in a region where there's a lot of demand for that private activity volume allocation. But if they're successful in doing that and getting it, then they just go ahead and start the clock over another 180 days.
Okay. Have you had any experience in the past either here or somewhere else where someone did not meet the closing?
You know, it's just the tricky part about this product, there's a HUD element, mm-hmm. and anytime you're dealing with third parties, you have things that are outside of your control.
Right.
And so we keep asking how we come in with HUD and getting all the sign-offs they need to go, because the lenders want to make sure that they have HUD lined up before they finally finish thing and price things and so on. So, you know, the expectation is and the feedback is, oh, HUD's aware of the project, they know the closing date and so on and so forth. And the question really is whether they can meet that. Right now, we would say that that's the plan. And, you know, obviously we've got about a month away to get that thing buttoned up. But that time goes pretty fast when you're looking for it. So, you know, we're all optimistic that we're going to make the time frame. And, you know, Rosalind from the Housing Authority saying, yeah, she's interacting with HUD all the time and she thinks that's going to be fine. And so at this juncture, that's the plan that we're on. But if we don't meet that, then this project stops, this financing process stops, and then you'd redo it if there's going to be a desire to redo it.
Thank you both.
I feel like last year there was something where they didn't apply to HUD in time, and to know, like on average, I forgot how long HUD takes, but they didn't apply in time to give them that amount of time. This time, did they apply in time to if they used?
Well, HUD? I hope so.
Okay.
You know, and that's, again, that's the third party variable that you just don't know how to account for. I mean, we hope that we're not going to have a repeat from last cycle, and no one really expects to have a repeat from last cycle, but, you know, HUD sometimes works on their own schedule, and they say, yeah, we're well aware of this, but everybody's got to get different things, so the underwriters, these other kind of people, have to make a play in the game. So we'll see how it all turns out.
And other than that, the project won't get built right away. There's no negative downside to us if they don't meet at this time. We'll just try again, hopefully, because the city wants to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a good project from that perspective. And this is just a financing tool. So if they can't do it this way, they'll probably figure out some other way to do it. But this is a great opportunity for them. And the dollars generally are pretty favorable in terms of interest rate costs. So I hope that they're going to want to do this. Now, we won't know the interest rate cost yet on this project until we get a little bit closer to the closing. And then they'll go through and price the thing and see exactly what it is. We'll know exactly as well, within that not to exceed $15 million for each of these two project sites, we'll know what the real dollars are, and that'll be at the final closing. And so that'll, let's just say it ends up being, 10 for one and 12 for another. Then the volume that's extra just goes back into the pot for the state. We don't use that. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we won't know that until we get a little bit closer to the 11th. So my guess is within a week or so, 10 days or so of the 11th, that'll be pinned down, and we'll know that. And then we have to have it pinned down for the Attorney General's office anyway. So that's kind of where we are.
And one more question. I'm a new board member, so I apologize if this is too general a question. But my question is, so we sign up and approve these bonds, go for the bonds. What happens if the builder defaults, goes bankrupt? Is the city on the hook?
No. First of all, the city's never on the hook for these. Yes. These are all project financing transactions. And these are underwritten by the particular money sources, with knowing what the value is that they're looking for. So I suppose if all the things collapse and all the wheels get wobbly and fall off, then the remedies really are to pursue the project itself, just like they would foreclose on a failure to pay your house. But there's no obligations, no responsibilities, no commitment whatsoever on the part of the city. So there's no tax dollar going to this or anything like that.
And even though we issue the bonds, we're not technically paying out the money. We're just kind of like a middleman in the bond issue.
You're effectively a conduit because, you've made the loan, but your loan is predicated upon the source of payment for the loan. It's the repayment of the loan from the borrower, if you will, to you. And then you take that money and pay the bond trustee, who then pays the bond holder. And those documents are all written in such a manner that's clear. This transaction does not expose any assets that this corporation has in some other fashion. So they can't come in and say, well, you've got some money laying around in your general fund, help offset our payment for that. That doesn't happen. These are just, again, project financings only. So it's a straightforward process, and when we get through the Attorney General's office and we're done, this action that you all consider today, as you know, is the last official action you need to take as the Housing Finance Corporation. And then the rest of this stuff is just kind of not quite on autopilot, but it is that going direction. And then I'll process this stuff through the Attorney General's office. And sooner or later, then we hope that on the morning of the 11th, Crystal and I will be on a phone call that says, we're done. We're ready to close the deal. Everybody happy? And everybody says, yes, we're all happy and we're done. So.
And didn't the city itself provide some financial support to this deal? Or am I thinking of a different deal?
This one applied to MCDC for funding.
And that's always one of the other elements. All these products seem to have multiple funding sources. Mm-hmm. So the bonds produce a lot of it. HUD's going to produce some, it looks like. MCDC is going to produce. So you coordinate all those dollars. They all got to kind of drip down the funnel and come out at the same time. And with that, I'm certainly happy to answer any other questions you have. But it's a project that you've generally seen before.
Yeah. Just like last time, I have to recuse myself from this discussion and conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to cut anyone's questions off, but I'm happy to entertain a motion to approve it.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries. Awesome.
That's it. Thank you. If you can stick around for a few minutes, I've got a few things for you to sign if you don't mind.
So I think that's it, unless there's anyone has any general questions or comments. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
Well, any opposed?
That's always the easy one.
Yeah. Well, thank you all very much for coming this morning.